And it's Carrie here with producer Tim Palma. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, thanks.
How's the recording process going so far?
It's going actually very well. I'd say we're about 3/4 of the way through now. And we're just fine-tuning lyrics, doing vocals, backing vocals, and all the sort of final little touches that make the record special. It's a good time. It's a fun time.
Is this your first time producing a hymn album?
Not really. I mixed Love Metal. I did that at Scream Studios, which is in Los Angeles. We did a couple of tracks before that for the same album in London. And then after that, we got a relationship and, you know, got on pretty well. So I went to Finland and recorded two songs, Solitary Man and Love Said No, which came out on the Greatest Hits album. So that was when I had a chance to sort of get to know the band and stuff like that. So this second time that we've worked together was quite easy to sort of slide into because we already had a relationship, so it was good.
Tell me about yourself, where you're from and what other bands you've produced.
Well, I've been doing it a while now. I'm an old timer, pretty much. I try not to look like it, but I am. I'm from London. I spent my early part of my career producing sort of alternative bands out of London, bands like Gene Loves Jezebel, The Mission, The House of Love, Texas, Big Country, Tears for Fears, a lot of that sort of 80s stuff. And then as the 90s progressed, I started to become a mixer because I mixed the first album for Pearl Jam, the 10 album. So I did that, and then that sort of set me off in America, and I moved here, and I've lived here for about 10, 12 years now. But to be working with him is great because I've been, you know, Villa's a great vocalist, and obviously they're a great band too, but I've managed to somehow in my career work with a lot of great vocals. I've worked with everyone from David Bowie, Ozzy, Robert Plant, Bono, Eddie Vedder, and now Villa. So I've managed to work with a lot of great singers. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, you know, you need that special vocalist to make a band complete. And, mm-hmm. you know, he really has something. So it's been fun, really fun. Funny, because I don't think... I'm told anyway from Vila that when we first met, you know, I'd come off the back of mixing a lot of songs off the U2 album, and I don't think we both knew, I didn't know that he was a big Mission fan, and I don't think he knew that I produced, you know, like 4 or 5 albums for them. So it was quite funny really, because I was mixing it thinking it sort of reminds me a little bit of that period of music. Mm-hmm. Nothing specific, but just something, and it turned out that he was a big Mission fan at one point, and yeah, that was cool. It was funny.
So tell me about, like, the process of recording each part of the instruments and whatnot.
Well, the thing about making a record is there's, you know, a million ways of doing it. And you sort of, as a producer, you've basically got to try and find the best way that you can to do that with that particular band. Some bands all want to set up and play the whole thing in one go, which works, you know, well. Other bands don't want to do that at all because it's a much more of a textured, layered sort of production. And in this case, you know, the big sound and all the guitars and things like that, it's quite an intricate thing. Gone are the days in the 90s of, you know, no effects, no delays, no reverbs. Now that it's a lot more textured and layered and fun. So we built this up from the beginning. We rehearsed the songs, played together, made sure it all fit. And then we started to, once we got a basic shape, we went back and replayed all the drums and built it up slowly from there. So, you know, it's a very sort of, it's a very creative process. I mean, I like it because it's not, there's a lot to do as a producer. You know, you can get really involved. And we're recording this, you've probably talked about this already, but it's like a big sort of Tuscan Gothic mansion, whatever you like to call it. And it's right up in the hills in Silver Lake. So you are very separate from the bustle that's going on in Hollywood. And I wanted to sort of bring the band here because it would be a different experience from what I'd seen that they'd done in Finland. It was a very sort of industrial place with, you know, very dark. And, of course, Finland's quite dark in the winter anyway. Mm-hmm. And here it's very open and just a totally different environment, being in a house as well. There's none of the clinical aspect of a studio. And, you know, it has its pros and cons. I mean, you don't get much help up here. You're literally on your own. You bring in your gear. Mm-hmm. No assistants running around after you, and yeah. No food, and, you know, no cleaners.
So they practically, like, lock you up in here then?
Yeah, I found, you know, usually as a producer in a studio, especially in LA, you get your own parking spot, and you get like two assistants, myself and Mark, who's the engineer who's worked with me for years. We come in the morning and clear up. That's the first thing we do, and clear up all the cans and empty ashtrays. You know, there's no one helping us. But, you know, I really like it up here. I really enjoy it. I like it a lot.
Do you think the environment helps the recording process, just being out here?
I think it does. If the band are comfortable, any band that feels good about where they are is going to be happy. And when they're happy in doing what they do, they tend to play better. I mean, you just have to find out what that environment is. Some bands like to be in a very miserable, rainy, dark environment, and that brings out the best in them. And if that's the case, sometimes, unfortunately, you have to do that. But in this case, you know, I just wanted to take them away from studios in the traditional sense and try something new. And I think it's worked really well.
Did you find this location for them?
Yeah, I came up to a sort of party up here one night, and there was a studio in the main ballroom. And I asked about it, and it's been used a few times, not too much, but it's really good. I like it.
What kind of tools do you use for the recording? Do you use Pro Tools or?
Well, it is Pro Tools, a Pro Tools HD system. As far as getting very technical, I'm probably the least technical person in the world. But we've got everything that we need. We've got an old API, little console, and some old compressors, and plenty of nice microphones. And, you know, with the Pro Tools now and all the plugins, you've got pretty much everything you need. It's up to you to use them to your best ability from that point.
Is it difficult to conjure up the vision that the band wants?
No, it's not difficult, especially working with this band. I mean, the fact is that there are going to be times when, you know, you're trying to achieve something, like we want the verse, say, to be mysterious. How do we do that? You might say, what about this? And they might say, no, what about this? And as long as you get what you wanted, which is the verse sounds mysterious and atmospheric, then it doesn't matter how you get to that point, as long as you actually make it there. So there's never any conflict. It's just a case of trying things until you find something that makes everybody happy. And with this band, that's not a hard thing to do. They're all really good musicians, so there's never a shortage of ideas. Excuse me.
So this album definitely has that mysterious feel to it.
Well, they have the thing about the hymn songs is they have the big, epic sort of chorus, very emotional and sad and at times and powerful. And, you know, they've got all the things. And as I said before, you have a chance to sort of build up a wall of guitars with different textures and things that during the 90s was sort of a faux pas. It was all about just the performance and one take only. Now, you know, you can say we'll have a 12-string playing it with a 6-string double, and we'll put a half-speed guitar in, and we'll bring it in the second, you know, and things like that. And it's fun, you know. I like it. I mean, both ways are good, but I must admit I prefer it when there's more of a job for me than just the performance element. I mean, I'm not taking away from the performance, because the performance is very important, but it's more fun for me when you get to add and build and stuff like that.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. Good luck. Okay.